Welcome to the J Train Podcast. It's J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from the Comedy Store in West Hollywood, California. That's right, LA Week. We're still here. I told you, we're going to be taping a bunch of episodes so we can get some primo guests in the primo rays. That's right. Sunny living out here. I like it. I'm getting used to it. I'll talk about kind of what happened last night, but I'm very excited to be here. I'm very excited to get some guests that we, you know, in New York might be a little tougher to get over to Harlem, up to my apartment to hang out. So it's cool to be here. I'm very excited about today's guests. And also, listen, thank you for listening. You, the listener. Let me take a minute. I thought about last night. I was sitting watching the sunset. I had the Beach Boys playing. Wouldn't it be nice? And then all of a sudden I'm thinking, man, these listeners are great. They listen, they rate, review, subscribe, they tell a friend, they make it their Instagram stories. And I really do appreciate that. Now, let's go back. If you don't do those things, haven't done those things, you're wrong. You're scamming me. You're scamming the show. Do it now. Tell a friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa, anyone with ears. We'll take them. I'll take them. Give me your poor. You're tired. You're desperate for love. Give me them all. I'll take them to my breast and I'll let them suck for my teat. That's right. J Train Podcast every Tuesday and Friday. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Very excited about today's guest. I'm a fan. We go not way back, but we go back a little bit. We did Just for Laughs together a couple years ago. Very excited. I think I've tried to get you on, and I've done your podcast. Taylor Tomlinson, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me. I didn't want to say anything before you introduced me, but yeah. I was very invested in your intro.
I appreciate that.
I was trying to give you energy without noise.
You gave facial energy.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate. You ever go do a show and someone has negative facial energy?
Yeah. They're just judging
right up
your
front,
radio voice.
And they're like, what the fuck? And you're like, come on, what did you come here for? What did you think this was going to be? You know that? Oh,
yeah.
I call it Jewish aunt energy.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't know. You're from, where are you from?
I'm originally from California.
From California.
Yeah.
Did you grow up with Jews?
I didn't know. I grew up super Christian.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So yeah. There's always this aunt. Mm-hmm. That, like, I don't know, I think everyone has it, but I call it Jewish aunt energy, where it's like, they're very proud of their kids.
Yeah.
And very questioning of you.
Yeah.
You know, for some reason, their kids are killing it. And this aunt, well, I'm not speaking of one of my aunts, I'm just saying, like, this
way to
just
cover way to cover your ass.
Yeah. I'm covering. No, I really am not thinking of my family. I'm thinking of just, like, I just think it's an aunt face. You know?
Yeah.
It's just like it's this type of Jewish mom that I would see, like, we'd go on like family vacations and you'd meet these other families, and then like this mom would be like, well, my son or daughter's doing blankety blank. And then it's like, and what are you doing? And then they're like questioning you. And it's like,
wait,
I remember one time we went on vacation and this woman kept just being like, where are you applying to schools?
Uh-huh.
And she kept, like, as she's asking me where I'm applying to colleges, she's like, well, my son's going, and my daughter, and this, and I'm like, and then, like, but where are you going? And I'd be like, I don't know yet. And they're like, well, it's already come through. Applications have gone out. I'm like, why are you so interested?
Because that's probably the only thing they had going on.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, the most exciting thing in her life is, like, this is where my kid's going to college.
Yeah.
Well, how old were you?
I'm like around that age. Like
18?
I remember 17? I was, yeah, like 17.
What else is she going to talk to you about?
That's true.
There's
That's
no
fair.
Other, yeah, there's no other entry.
At that point, look at me and go, good to meet you.
Right, go. Don't try to connect with me.
Yeah, I don't need to be connecting with you. I don't need to figure out what anxiety is in this moment. We're in the fucking Caribbean. I'm trying to be, trying to have fun. So listen, I'm pumped to have you here. Taylor has positive energy face, which we all love.
Thank you.
All of you, if you don't follow Taylor already, you should follow her immediately. Right now, get on the phone at Taylor Tomlinson on Instagram. She's so funny. A great stand-up. Taping a Netflix special.
Mm-hmm.
Play that crowd applause right now, Shelby. I don't know. We usually have sound effects. but the crowd would be applauding right now.
Yeah.
And if you're in the Portland area, I know there's people in Portland. Mm-hmm. Peeps and Ports. November 10th at the Aladdin Theater. She's mm-hmm. going to be taping a special. Are you excited, nervous? What's the deal?
I'm nervous. I mean, it's still far enough away right now where I'm just in like prep mode where I'm mm-hmm. like, all right, no, just we're just doing it and I'll be ready then. I'm sure I'll be like a wreck the sure. closer it gets.
You're going to be great. But, you're going to kill
we'll
it.
See. I hope
fantastic.
So
at November 10th, if you're in the Portland area at the Aladdin Theater, Self-Helpless, I've done her podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You do it with Kelsey Cook and Delaney Fisher,
mm-hmm.
and you guys explain the podcast, because I know a lot of people like find a new podcast from this one, and the best way to find a new podcast, the Laughable app, if you're listening right now, Laughable, it's a podcast app where you could subscribe to me, Jared Freed, J Train, the Wizard of Oz, the Sultan of Swipes, the Master of Moms, you can subscribe to me, and then I can be your entree into new shows, because you can... When you're subscribed to me, you can see any show that I host or have been a guest on.
Oh, that's great.
It's a great app. So
yeah.
Laughable, Laughable, Laughable. I was a guest like a year and a half ago, maybe a year ago.
A year ago
on the Self-Helpless podcast, and it comes out every Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
I had a great time on it. I remember it fondly. It was great.
Good.
How would you explain it? Like, what's the one-minute pitch?
One-minute pitches were three type A comedians and friends who just... Basically, we've read books, we've watched documentaries, we've just gone over self-help trends mm-hmm. or, you know, ideas or whatever and decide if we think it's bullshit or not, basically.
Yeah, you know why I loved your podcast? You guys are friends.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes podcasts now that it's like a thing, like I just saw Variety had like top 10 podcasts.
Yeah.
You know, innovators, and like Conan was on the cover. You're like, oh, yeah, he really innovated the game. that's who I started listening to podcasts 10 years ago. He just might make the most money doing it. But I looked at that and I was like, so now there's this thing where it's like, oh, you're that and I'm this. Let's mm-hmm. get on a podcast. And it's like, I don't want to listen to people figuring out how to be friends.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're like casting themselves in a podcast
yeah.
so they can have one.
And that's what yeah. happens. That's the natural progression of these things. You guys are three friends
mm-hmm.
and you're looking at self-help stuff, which a very judgy industry, very touchy.
Yeah.
It's in a non-touchy way.
Yeah. And we're like, it's like, basically, if you want to, if you've ever seen like a self-help book over and over again and gone, oh, I wonder if I should read that, but you're like never fucking going to,
yeah.
it's like going to brunch with a couple of your friends who did read it.
That is a great description.
Yeah.
All of you guys go follow Self-Helpless. Like, and I'm totally serious when I say this stuff is touchy. I had a tweet and I posted on Instagram as I do, and it's gotten the anger from it, from a community that should be so positive, is like hilarious.
What's
to
the
me.
Tweet?
The tweet was, and I'm going to read it right now. It was, this is great radio. Just remember, nobody with abs is happy. Going to the gym every day and counting to 10 over and over is a horrible life. Yeah, that's a funny...
Counting to 10 over and over is a horrible life. That's
the
so
joke.
Funny. Yeah.
Is like, I go to the gym, I'm counting to 10, I'm fucking miserable.
Yeah.
Just because you have, you know, there's this thing where healthy people or people who proclaim to be healthy, their whole ad campaign is, that means I'm happy completely.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, every picture is them laughing.
Having a great time.
Yeah.
There's no, I've never seen a person with abs cry.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
And if it is a cry, it's one single tear. And then it streams down their cheek, goes down their neck, and then goes over their abs. And they go, oh, I have abs. And then they get happy again. You know, like unhappiness is not exclusive to the deformed.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think what a lot of people do, they're like, well, I put so much time into something that should make me happy that I have to not let people know that I'm unhappy too.
Oh, yeah. And that's everybody.
I mean, that's everybody.
That's successful people also. It's like,
absolutely.
Everything's going great for them. They must be happy. It's like, oh, no. Actually, they're probably miserable too.
Yeah. And it's like, and it's more, and the tweet is more to just say, listen, they have unhappiness too. But of course, you have to give jokes in the extreme. So I'm saying nobody with abs is happy.
Yeah. Like, and people got pissed.
I have people still. I put that up, you know, weeks ago. Still, people respond to the tweet now with like, You know when you get into, you know when tweets find their way into certain communities?
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, you don't even understand how they're making fun of you?
Yeah.
Like, I have that going on.
Oh, no.
Where they're quote retweeting it and being like, oh, we got an anti-ab guy on our hands. Like, I'm like, I don't know if that's a thing. Like, and like a bunch of them are like, I don't even want to like look at what the caption they're putting because I don't know what it means. So it might be that I'm saying something horrible.
Like, yeah, yeah. You know,
like, I don't even like comments that come in another language because I'm like, I'm sure these are all racial slurs.
Oh,
like,
right. Like, yeah. Don't translate that.
No, I don't want to look at it. I don't want to like it. I'm just going to let it happen. I'm just going to like forget it. But
yeah.
So Taylor Tomlinson, go to listen to Self Helpless. I'm going through some self stuff right now.
Oh, you are?
Well, I went for Thai food last night.
Oh, God. I thought you were going to say something real.
No.
I thought we were about to connect, and you're like, well, I had diarrhea 12 hours ago.
Okay, how'd you know?
Is that what it was?
I'm literally about to talk about my shits.
Yeah, anybody who starts with, I went and got blank food last night, it's never going anywhere else.
I was
never like,
food.
And I ran into my biological mother who gave me up for it. Yeah, that's never the end of the story.
I went for Thai food, and I had a beautiful night. Just had a nice stroll. I think the food in LA is number one.
It's great. Yeah.
I think it's underrated because people want to hate on LA. They want to hate on New York, whatever. The food in LA is fantastic.
It is.
Especially the Asian food.
Yes.
So there's a place called Night and Song, Night and Market.
Oh, I haven't been there.
It's down the street from here with like a 20-minute walk. And it's, here it is, Night and Market. I'll give them a plug. I love their restaurant. I think it's fantastic. If you're going to come to LA, and this is where people are like, where should I go? Go to Night and Market, have a fun drink. Get some fun food. I'm just telling you, it's fucking spicy. Okay? And I went
so
like,
know what your asshole can handle.
Know what your asshole can handle.
Yeah.
Hashtag know what your asshole can handle. That's the new motto of this podcast.
Yeah.
We're going to get to the emails in a second. I have to talk about this. Because I think you can give me a lady's view.
Yeah.
You're a classy, nice lady. I think you'll be able to give me the perspective I need.
Yeah, I've also had a lot of diarrhea in my life.
Perfect.
Okay.
So, same here. So I go to Night Market, great food. And then the wait, like I got there at like 6 because I'm like, okay, I'm on New York City time. I'm going to have the early dinner. I'll go back, relax. And I start eating and I get the crispy rice and I'm sweating through it.
Uh-huh.
Then I get the wings, sweating like profusely. And I'm like, but I'm pushing through.
Yeah.
I'm not a quitter.
Yeah.
The waiter comes over. I'm like, I think I'm full. And he goes, cool. He goes, yeah, you probably got enough. Like, whatever. He's like, and I'm like, should I get something else? He's like, you're here. You know, and now he's like, and I'm like, at that point, he should have been like, you've done it, man.
You're going to ask the person whose tip will increase if you order more.
What, from $3 to $5? Yeah. Like, I don't know.
This guy doesn't care about you.
Fair.
That's not your friend.
I know. He wasn't my friend.
No.
Because he goes, you can bring it home. And that's the moment where I'm like, yeah, I can bring it up. What, to my fucking hotel room? I'm going to have fucking larb in my hotel room. So he goes, you can either get, and this is the point that bothered me, because he was like, you can get, this is when it got very LA to me.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm like, listen, I live in New York. I'm not in fucking the bumfuck.
Yeah.
You know, so I go, which larb should I get? Larb is like this dish that they do. And it's like very like, he goes, I love this one. It has like a bat, you know, the spice comes at you later and it's this and that and this and that. And he goes, and it's more like or you can get like the Americanized version of it. And it's like, dude, don't bring your politics into this fucking order.
Yeah. Who's going to go, yeah, give me the red, white and blue Thai food. Yeah, let's dumb that down
I
for
want
me.
The freedom lard. Right? And I'm looking at him like, what the and then he kind of shames me. So like at that point, like, dude, I just got the crispy rice and the wings.
I know.
Which one do you fucking think I want?
I love that approach. Like, so you can get this one, which I love, or you can be a fucking pussy. That's
literally what he said. So now I've been shamed into this fucking pig intestine shit, and now I eat it. And I am really sweating, but I'm a fat piece of shit, so I just keep going. And I literally get done with the meal. I get the check with, you know, when you get it with the last part of the meal, you're like, I just want to make a run for it.
Yeah.
So I eat it, and then I like literally just walk out. And I walk out, and I'm like, my stomach felt like a balloon.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, I'm going to smoke some weed. I had a weed pen. We're in LA, baby.
Yeah.
This is what we do. So I take the pen, and I start sucking on that.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm freaking out. I have a balloon stomach, and I'm sweating like crazy. I forgot to bring a belt, So I go into H&M. At this point, it all hits me. I run into H&M, and I am just, and I remember I'm just running looking for looking for belts in a like as if I was looking for my child that was just kidnapped. Like, where are the belts? And I just remember there were these two gay guys, and I'm pretty sure they were gay because the guy was like, work. And like I was like, get out of the way, I need the belt. And then I just grabbed the belt, and I'm like looking at sizes, and now I'm getting annoyed at the size of belt I need. Uh-huh. And I'm like, can't try it on, I got bubble stomach. Get back to my hotel, and the whole night.
Yeah.
Toilet. Just living there.
Yeah.
And then went to the gym before
you came.
That's
when the spice hits you.
The spice hit.
Hits later.
Yeah, it hit later. It, just like he said, yeah. It'll be a late onset spice right from your anus. And so then we'll get into the show in a second. I'm sorry, people. So then I go to the gym before this. It's still going.
Yeah,
at the
we
gym.
Shook it loose.
Shook it loose, you're right.
Yep.
And there's nothing worse in the world than getting off the treadmill mid-run.
Mm.
That is a bad look. Has that ever happened to you?
Off the treadmill? Probably.
Yeah.
I can't think of a specific time, but yeah, probably.
I jumped off this treadmill. It was like as bad as the belts. Like, ooh. I was like, get me out of here. Like, and it's like, that's when you know you don't have that many issues, when you're like, the worst thing in the world that could ever happen to you is running off the treadmill at the gym you paid to go to. To go into a bathroom that works perfectly fine.
Right, yeah.
So that's where we stand. I'm happy to be here in LA. I'm happy to have Taylor Tomlinson on at Taylor Tomlinson on Instagram. Go follow. She's fucking hilarious. Fantastic stand up. Go see her live. Shitty baby shower situation.
Hmm.
I love a baby shower question. I love any thing you have to do that you can complain about.
That you don't want to do.
That you don't want to do.
Any obligation.
Love. This is the podcast of obligation complaints.
Yeah.
I love this type of stuff. Let's hope the question comes to... Hey, J-Train and guest. That's you.
Oh, great.
Me and my wife have our first baby shower coming up in a few weeks, and my wife sent me this screenshot of a Facebook post asking what I thought. Please don't say anyone's names. Okay, so here's the Facebook post.
Okay.
Attention, friends and family. Our baby shower is just a week and a half away. If you haven't done so already, please RSVP to as soon as possible. She's keeping the numbers straight, so contact her directly. So this must be, they have the weirdest names. I don't know who the guy and the girl is. Or
that's why we can't say it.
Yeah. If you're reading this and thinking, I didn't get an invite, message me. I realized yesterday I forgot some family members on the list when I sent out invites. Large family, hashtag large family problems, hashtag pregnancy brain. Okay, so it's the female. Also, for anyone out of state who needs a place to stay, we have room. Again, just message me. Thanks, I can't wait to see everyone. I feel like this is a bad idea because it rubs people's faces into the fact that they weren't important enough for a physical invitation. And that it's lazy because we couldn't just text call the people who did an invitation, did get an invitation to follow up. It also makes it an open invitation to anyone who thinks they're important enough to be there, even if they weren't originally invited. Love to hear your thoughts on the subject. Keep doing what you're doing. Do you have any thoughts on this?
Yeah, I mean, to me, that I don't know why you'd do that, why you'd open it up like that. That sounds like nobody's RSVP'd, and now they're like, well, we want someone to come.
Yeah,
to the baby shower.
Absolutely. And also, it's the person's problem. This is less his problem.
Yeah,
he shouldn't be offended by this.
Why is he writing in about that? That's what I'm confused about. I mean, it just sounds like he's like, hey, are you also judging these people?
Well, I think it's nice that people think of me for judgment. Like that. Like, I like that.
That's
like,
your brand?
They're like, yeah, my brand is like annoyed side eye at an internet thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How dumb is this guy?
Right?
I thought it was going to be like, do we have to go?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was just like, look how dumb this is.
Well, if anything, here's from his side of things, I could understand how it's now... You like maybe 2 months ago you got the invite. You're like, wow, they thought of us to be at the baby shower. And now it's like, hey, now it's like there's signs up on the on the tree outside on the
now
block.
It's a house party.
Yeah, now anyone can show.
Yeah, they're passing out flyers at the mall.
So I could understand where if I were traveling to this baby shower from another place, making this a part of my weekend.
Right.
Because I felt obligated, because I received the physical invitation.
Oh,
I would be
I get that.
Fuck these people. They made me feel, because when you get an invitation from someone,
mm-hmm.
we're all narcissists.
Yes.
We all think, well, I got a show now. They sent me the invitation, yeah. Even though it wasn't that, you know.
Oh my gosh, the nicest realization I've had as an adult is like, oh, most people don't care if you cancel.
Don't give a fuck.
They really don't.
Good friends don't care that you cancel.
Yeah. Oh, if somebody cares that you canceled, that's not about you. They
it's
just
about them,
number.
And
that's
it's about how they feel about the friendship. And yes. You know, at that point, the friendship should be over.
Yeah.
My friends, I could go without, like, my real friends.
Yeah.
I don't see them for years, and then we pop back into it like we saw each other yesterday.
Yes, exactly. I mean, if your best friend is like, I can't go to your wedding, and you're like, you're my maid of honor, that's different.
Different story.
But, yeah, at this level.
This is,
yeah.
And so I understand where he's like, this is our first baby shower, and also, as the husband, mm-hmm. I would be annoyed because it's like, hey, now I'm really fucking nailing it.
Yeah.
I'm bringing her to the baby shower. This is like exclusive. You know, what's the red fucking velvet rope is up.
Right.
You know,
VIP.
Like, and we're allowed in.
Yeah.
People weren't excluded. Everyone wants to be at a party that someone was excluded from.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be at a party that everyone was invited to.
You know what? But from his email, he doesn't sound upset. I bet he's not upset, but his wife is.
Ooh.
And he's just, because she's the one who sent him the screenshot. Like, what
yeah.
the fuck?
Look at this
I
shit.
Bet he's just like, he may even be writing in like, is this messed up that they did that?
If to me, this post makes it okay to cancel.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be like, oh, okay. I'm not going to go to the, like, I'm not going to go to the fucking free festival in the park.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
for
yeah,
your
yeah.
baby.
Yeah, because you have to buy a gift. You have to essentially pay for a ticket.
Yeah.
Like, to a wedding or a baby shower, whatever it is.
See, you're good at complaining.
Yeah.
Because we started at, why would someone do this to themselves? And now we're fully on the side of, you're not fucking going
yeah.
to this baby shower. Because at first, because I did have the same thought as you, where I looked yeah. at it, I go, who would ever, like, who is sadder to me? There's nobody sadder than person who puts up on Facebook
yeah.
or Twitter or Instagram, like, hey, anyone want to see a movie?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, that bumps.
You're putting
me
it up to all these fucking people? Yeah. All, let's say on average, everyone has like 200 Instagram, Facebook, Twitter people. Like,
oh,
we're living
sad.
In a different world where we've tried to get people to follow us, and we want people to, like, you know, we would never do it to ourselves because we right. know who we know. We've seen the DMs. We don't need it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Seriously. Oh my
so,
God.
But.
We can't go meet me at,
no, yeah,
you
yeah.
know,
anyone
Night
wanna
Song,
see a movie?
Thai food. Yeah. Yeah, you'll be murdered.
Night Market tonight yeah. at 6. Who's yeah. meeting? And then you just see one woman with a flower.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for this day.
It's bad enough they know where our shows are.
Yeah.
And they're like, want to get dinner after? You're that, like, no.
That is the thing where, like, a female comic, tougher life.
Yeah.
I understand.
Different
life.
Yeah.
Like, the idea that you're putting out, you're like, I'm here Tuesday, I'm here Wednesday, I'm here Thursday. Come one, come all.
Yep.
And bring your fucking penis that makes you go raging.
Yep.
That's okay. I didn't mean to, like,
no,
spell
no, no, it's
out
fine.
That way.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'm panicking right now. It's so fun. I was texting Sam Morrell this weekend because we were both yeah. on the road, and he had sent me, like, DMs from women of just, like, look how creepy this is. And I was like, oh, fuck
Come
off.
On. Yeah, yeah,
look
yeah.
what I got. And he's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nothing can compete
yeah.
with a female comic's DMs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, are you kidding me right now?
Because not only, here's what happens. Let me explain how hard it is to be a female comic.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Please do.
I got you. But not only, I can see it from the man side, where you hear a woman saying things, having a conversation with you like it's your friend.
Yes.
It's like you friend zone the audience.
Yes.
And then in their mind, they're like, we connect so much. We laugh at the same things.
Right.
Let me just send her this penis.
Right.
You know, like, I see it. I'm not allowing for it, but I
yeah.
see how they make the leap.
Right. Well, and I think it goes for male and female comics too. Like, people will feel comfortable being really aggressive with you because you've been
yeah.
so self-deprecating.
Absolutely.
That,
oh
like,
God.
On a certain level, they might think, like, oh, we're like kind of doing you a favor or something. Like, I see you for who you truly are. And you're like, no, I'm like hot and cool. Like, I know that. I'm just funny also. And that's what I was doing up there. Like,
nothing is worse than when someone comes up, because I talk about, you know, weight and, you know, eating stuff and all
right,
the time.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then they're like, let me level with you on the weight stuff. And I'm like,
what?
I don't want to hear anything. I was like, everything I've said, I've dealt with.
Yeah.
I've compartmentalized. I still want to think I'm hot sometimes.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like they come up to you like, oh, man, I knew you're not that fat. You're
what?
Fat. You know, like you get that.
You're not even fat.
I know. Well, I had a woman. I'm doing a bit about this recently because I had a woman in Portland.
Uh-huh.
I was opening for Michelle Wolf.
Uh-huh.
And I'm on stage. I'm doing like, I do a couple jokes about like, you know, just, you know, eating and stuff, whatever. And this woman like literally stands up and goes, you're not fat.
Right.
And I go, that's the worst thing you could have ever done, is now made it where everyone gets to decide how they feel about my body.
Right.
You know? And that I connected with women, where it's like, now the whole room is like, well, is he? You know?
Right. Well, and you know, people are looking at you, comparing themselves to you also. Is like, I used to be even more self-deprecating, and women would come up to me and go like, hey, like if you, or they'd be like, they joke about it, but I could tell they kind of did feel that way. And I felt this way with other women, where if I hear a woman go like, oh, like I have a weird, whatever, I have weird arms or something.
Sure.
I go like, well, my arms are weirder than your arms. So I feel like shit now, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So you're like,
oh,
now you have this weird responsibility. Cause like, yeah, you know, people who maybe look at you going like, oh, I have eating issues. And they're like, no, you don't.
No,
like,
you don't know mine.
I actually do.
Yeah.
And this is offense, you know, like that kind of thing.
I understand that. I mean, it all sucks. I mean, like the whole thing is like, you know, now that comedy, I think with stand up, some people come thinking that there's an importance to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it's like, I think most comics got into this because of the not unimportance of it, to just laugh. And it's like, if you're coming there being like, well, this person's going to inspire me, it's like, you went to the wrong, I mean, for me, you went to the wrong fucking show. Like,
yeah,
this is just to fucking commiserate. And
yeah.
I like this podcast. We are sponsored, people. MeUndies, MeUndies, MeUndies. It's that time of year, people. It's time. The refresh time. Summer's over. You can't just wear the same underwear through the fall. It's time to check out that drawer and refresh. And what's that I smell? Ah, yes, pumpkin spice. The leaves are crunchy. The breeze is crisp. It's officially onesie season. Hell yeah. And officially fall. Fall means back to school, back from vacay. Everything dies, and it's kind of sad. But fall is a time to get soft. It's time to get cozy. It's time to cuddle up. MeUndies, the softest undies in the world, knows a little thing or two about that. It feels like my balls are surrounded by feathers. That's what that feels. I have MeUndies. I'm wearing MeUndies. I love what MeUndies does. Its mission is to take the stress of refilling that underwear drawer out of your life. You can order them online, let the mailman work for you, they deliver them right to your door, and have a brand new soft pair of underwear waiting for you so you're not scrounging through the old laundry. When they say they're soft, they mean they're softer than the foam on top of your pumpkin spice latte. Boy, they really went through with this fall theme. They mean they're softer than your favorite hoodie. Softer and cozier than drinking a warm mug of hot apple cider. Man, even hearing the words hot apple cider make me want a hot apple cider. Just the words written on paper. Ugh, please let it be fall soon. Please, I've had enough Little League World Series. How long is the Little League World Series? You know what it's longer than? It's longer than this ad. Because listen, you got to get the MeUndies. And buying MeUndies is helping this show and vice versa. We're helping you. You help us. We'll give you some free money. It just introduced 5 new silhouettes with the Feel Free collection for women, designed for every body type in mind, and a feather light waistband for you to feel free. So listen, MeUndies has a great offer for my listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15. That's 1-5. That's 15% off and free shipping, free money. This is a no-brainer, especially because they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So to get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/JTrain. That's MeUndies.com/JTrain, MeUndies.com/JTrain, MeUndies.com/JTrain. JTrain podcast at gmail.com, JTrain podcast at gmail.com. Here with Taylor Tomlinson, at Taylor Tomlinson on Instagram. Go follow, go support, get involved. Self-Helpless is the podcast. How can I be a good friend? I like these.
Okay.
Okay. Listen, thank you for doing this podcast. I listen every week. I've shared with a lot of coworkers and friends. You helped give my friend some good insight on issues she was having with her boyfriend's family. Love the metaphors. Anyways, I'm having issues dealing with one of my friend's relationship issues. Do you get asked relationship questions with friends?
For my friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and I do that with my friends. I'm like, okay, this is what's going on with me.
Let's trade stories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They are so unhealthy. She has been in love with this guy for years, I think 6, but they have never done anything, not kissed, nothing. But he has been flirty with her, told her things she wants to hear, but then will be a complete asshole saying really shitty things like, I could have any girl, could have any girl I want, or you should just already have your shirt off when I FaceTime you.
What? Oh, what?
This guy sounds awful. Getting mad when she doesn't want to do sexual things over FaceTime, even though they've never kissed. She knows it's unhealthy, but she can't seem to let go of the idea of him at all. She still, to this day, wants to be with him. She claims she just wants to have sex with him, just get it out of her system. But that seems like a terrible idea. This kills me because I have been in a toxic relationship before, so I hate to see my friend deal with it. It honestly makes me sad, and I know she's a great person who deserves so much better. I always end up telling her how unhealthy it is when she talks about him and whatnot. She always wants me to help her. We'll text him, and I hate even helping her because of how unhealthy the whole thing is. My question is, how can I be a good friend without her enabling her with this unhealthy relationship? I would love a classic Shelb lookalike. I'm sorry, Shelb's on the other coast, but she gives her Insta. We can do our best to give a lookalike if we want. My friend is actually one of the recent photos. So what do you think?
This is hard because I want to give her friend advice, but I know that's not what she's asking for.
Give her friend advice.
Oh, because, your friend needs to get the fuck over this guy. He is a douchebag. Like, oh my God, he sounds like he sucks. I mean, yeah, I'm sure there's whatever. It's more complicated than that. But if you have never done anything.
She sent a picture. This is her on the right, and this is the friend on the left. They're both very cute.
Very cute. Yeah, dude, by the way, you can also, like, have anybody you want. Anybody who goes like, I can have anybody I want so I don't have to treat you well.
Well, it's
crazy.
It's crazy. I mean, I hope they heard. I've in the past on You Up on the other podcast, we got a question about like a toxic relationship, and then I got an email back saying that I wasn't taking that serious enough. That was like the complaint. And I was like, yeah, the complaint was basically I had said I didn't give enough credibility to the idea that someone could be emotionally manipulative. Mm. And I do believe that happens. I'm not saying this. This sounds manipulative to me.
Yeah.
When he says, when he FaceTimes, even though you've never kissed, you've never been physical with someone, and then to say that you kind of deserve to have someone's shirt off.
Yeah.
Like, you're playing a little bit of a mind game. You're playing a mind game, right?
No, this guy's like a psycho. Like, this isn't a toxic relationship. This isn't a relationship.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't, there's.
This is a toxic
This isn't
person.
Something to work through, like, you know, because I've been in a toxic relationship, and I was like the manipulative person, I think, of like where I would like break things off like every couple months and like get back together and break up and get back together. And that's like unhealthy and toxic, but it was a relationship that like, you know, you either need to decide if you're going to be in it or not. This is not a relationship.
This is nothing.
This is
the problem with texting. Is that it's in FaceTime and the technology and the ease of communication.
Yeah.
Is it opened up this another alley where you can seem like you want something, but all you want is that.
Yes.
So like all you want, like all this guy wants is someone who will answer his calls and prop him up. As confident as he says he is as not confident as he is. He needs this woman to sit
And probably
sit
a
there
lot of women.
You're not the only one. You're right.
No.
to facilitate that he can get a response from someone.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how, I mean, to me, like, to me, this is like, this is, we're leaving J Train fun zone and heading into like seek a professional zone.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly, if nothing's happened between them, like, it sounds like she's holding on to the idea of something.
Of something and anyone.
Yeah, and they look really young. Like, I don't know what the, you know, how old they are, but...
She seems to be in college. I mean...
Yeah, so if it's...
She, or no, a little bit older. I mean, right out of college.
For you, the person who wrote the email about how you can be a good friend, at a certain point, if this has been going on for 6 years, like, you gotta do some tough love. My friends have done that for me, where, like, I've complained about something for too long, and at a certain point, they were like, hey, here's why it's your fault now.
Yeah.
And because at a certain point, if she keeps going back for more, that's her, on her a little bit.
I had a friend who would like reference this guy and that had like a 1 to 2, like had a 2 week thing with this guy, but then kept bringing him up. Like, and sometimes what I realized was it was a way to keep up. Like, it was a way to keep up with everyone else's relationship issues. So, like, everyone at the table is like, oh, my, this guy I'm dating is like this, and this guy I'm seeing is like this.
Right.
And then they're like, well, you know, Todd from abroad 6 years ago also did that.
Right.
And everyone kind of, like, doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
And everyone's just like, I can't believe you're still talking about Todd from abroad. You know, and it's like... The tough love thing is what she needs to do. You need to stop helping.
Yeah.
And you need to say to her, 6 years of nothing. I would repeat the same line. Sometimes you have to repeat the same, beat the same drum.
Mm-hmm.
What I would be is like, 6 years, you've never made out. This guy is a bad person to you.
Yes.
It's not that he's a bad person to everyone. To you, he's a bad person.
For you,
Every time you text him, it is bringing your life backwards.
Yes.
And... if you need to see someone, I'm there with you. I'll drive you to the therapist.
Yep.
I think that's like a, I think making this like, hey, this is something you shouldn't be, nobody, you know, this is not in the normal realm of good boyfriend complaints.
Yes.
So when you spell it out like that and then say to her, I will not help you with this person. I will help you with yourself to make yourself better.
Mm-hmm.
And if you make it about that, you might lose a friend. Like not, you know, like it might be that they go, well, fuck you. He texts me every day. And it's like, at that point, they're so mine, it's gone.
Yeah.
And then you have to, like, physically take yourself away. Why aren't you hanging out with me? We're talking about a guy you've never even made out with.
Yeah.
Who treats you wrong. I can't be a part of that.
Yeah.
We're sponsor people. I think there's one thing we can all agree on. Nurses, doctors, dentists, and people who work in the medicine and healthcare industry are pretty awesome. And all of us can think of a time when a medical professional helped us or a family member. These amazing people dedicate their lives to caring and serving others. Shouldn't these amazing people wear scrubs that make them feel good? I think so. Do you? Are you an evil piece of shit? Are you sitting there going, nah, nurses shouldn't feel comfortable? No, that's right. You're a good person. You believe nurses and doctors and dentists and people who work in the medicine and healthcare field are pretty awesome. So what these amazing people do every day is more than a job, and what they wear is more than a uniform. Shouldn't they wear scrubs that help them feel good and perform at their best? I think so. So listen, Figs. Figs is an amazing company that is making scrubs stylish and functional for the people who deserve it most. Figs creates the highest quality medical apparel so that medical professionals look their best, feel their best, and perform at their best every day. Figs gives back, and you can too. Every time you shop at Figs, they give scrubs to healthcare providers in need around the world through their Threads for Threads initiative. Speaking of giving, Figs makes great gifts for the lifesavers in your own life. I'd say, let me open this up. You might be listening and being like, I'm not a nurse. I don't help anybody. Well, why don't you help yourself with some of these Figs scrubs? Because I have a pair. I gave my girlfriend a pair, and we sit there and scrub out. We sit in these things. They're stylish. They look good. It's not that old scrub look where it looks like you're wearing, you know, the curtain from the hospital. That's not what these are. These are fashionable, good pockets. You can wear them out of the house without feeling like you just ended a 15-year marriage. It's a good look. And I'm going to encourage all of you to get involved with what Figs is doing because I wear these a lot. So whether you're one of the awesome humans that work in the healthcare, I like how they, I like that line. So whether you're one of the awesome humans that work in healthcare or one of the other pieces of shit, someone, so, or you want to say, this is what they really wrote. Whether you're one of the awesome humans that work in healthcare or someone that wants to say thanks to these deserving folks, Figs is going to make that easy by providing you with 15, that's 1-5, that's 15% off your first purchase by using my code JTRAIN. Get ready to love your scrubs. They're so good. I'm going to give a warm, they're really good. I mean, this is the comfort episode. You're getting a couple of comfy deals. Head to wearfigs.com. That's W-E-A-R, figs.com. W-E-A-R-F-I-G-S.com. Enter my code JTRAIN, JTRAIN, JTRAIN at checkout. Get it now. Go. JTRAINpodcast@gmail.com. JTRAINpodcast@gmail.com.
I'm getting so invested in these.
This is the podcast, the luxury issues. We get into it, okay? I love this. My ex won't leave me alone.
Mm.
What's your situation? Do you have a situation, ex?
Well, I don't know. I'm with somebody. We are in a weird spot to talk about, actually, because we were engaged for a couple months, and then we kind of realized, like, oh, this was too soon
really?
To get engaged. Yeah. So now we're, like, doing a lot of work on our relationship and ourselves. Like, but we didn't like, break up, but we
so
were, like...
Do you mind talking about it?
I don't know about it a little bit. Yeah,
So you got engaged.
Mm-hmm.
How long were you... I thought... I actually saw that.
Yeah.
On Instagram, you had the... You had the big post.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were engaged
How
for,
long
like,
were you
2 months?
Dating for?
When we got engaged, it was like a month and a half after our a year and a month and a half after our first date.
Okay.
So less than a year of seriously dating.
And when you got engaged, was it a surprise?
No, we talked about it.
So
we picked out the ring. Like it was very. We were like very sure. You know.
And were families like, excited? Was everyone yeah. excited? So the whole deal.
Whole deal.
Everyone's pumped. It wasn't like. I'm asking about this because there's people listening
mm-hmm.
that might be in a similar position
because,
mm-hmm. You know,
yeah,
that's a hard thing to do to be
right
now because within social media doesn't help any of this.
No. Well, it heightens everything because it's not just like, oh, we realized like we rushed into something. It's like, shit, everybody knows that we did
like
this
a,
thing and we now I gotta tell everybody and everybody I see is like, congrats on your engagement. And I'm like, oh, like I gotta tell. And I feel you feel worse for the other person that you gotta tell. And
then you have to explain, no, we're still together. Everything,
yeah,
everything's fine. Like, and then it's like,
I gotta tell people at shows. Like, people are DMing me.
Oh my god!
Like that, listen to my podcast. Like, are you guys still? You know, like, because it's just.
Well, I mean, I'd compare it to a press conference.
A little bit,
you
and
have
then
to come
you
out
do
and be like, hey, everybody,
yeah.
Just so you know, I want some. Please give my family privacy during
yeah.
these times.
Well, and you do you do jokes on stage like about how you called off an engagement, and then people think they can like then they see that as an entry of like,
fuck him.
I can come. No, they try to like hit on you,
oh.
and you have to be like, hey, like, yeah, I'm doing these jokes, but I'm not like you can't just like try
Ooh.
Like I'm not like that's not me opening it up in the same way like a comic doing jokes about like their sexual preferences isn't an invitation
yeah.
for people to come up like, oh, I'm into that too. It's like I don't care.
Well, I've had that issue.
Yeah,
I talk about a finger in the butt, and some dude
oh.
after a show fucking goosed me.
Really?
Like twice.
Oh wow.
I was like. Any other male, it was a dude.
Wow.
Finger
yeah.
right in my ass and like thought it was a funny thing. And I was like, yeah, this is, what
That's,
are we doing?
Like in the line?
We took pictures.
That's
it's a whole
crazy.
Story. It's a whole story. I don't want to get into it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it becomes this thing where it's like I start relating to people who are like, when people are like, why didn't you say anything? It's like, I didn't know how.
Yeah.
It was such a weird, awkward. They're like, twice? You let it happen? And it's like, I don't know. But
yeah,
I do understand where someone sees something on stage and they're like, well, now this is the doors have opened. But
yes.
So when you call, what was the thing that made you guys realize that it was too quick?
I mean, I don't want to get into that
okay.
just because it's, you know,
that's fine.
The details of it. But yeah, the broad strokes of it are just like oh, like we were not ready for this step. And
were you living together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I forgot how we even got on that. What was the...
I asked you what your situation was.
Oh, okay. Well, what's this? What
this
was
says
the title?
My ex won't leave me alone.
My ex won't leave me alone. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, but
I've been in that situation too, where I was trying to break up with somebody and we wouldn't stop talking.
I recently broke up with my ex-boyfriend back in April of this year. We had been together for 3 years and long distance Broke up with my ex-boyfriend back in April of this year. We had been together for 3 years and long distance, 2 hours away for two of those years. I moved in with him 5 months prior to the breakup.
Okay. Oh.
Due to the nature of my industry, we both knew I'd have to move around for opportunities throughout my career. I began to fall out of love with an impending move 3 hours away. I ended things. Prior to the breakup, he told me if I moved away, then it wouldn't work out. Fast forward, I moved to Tampa and begin my new job in life. Within the first month of me living here, my ex had been in town 3 of the 4 weekends visiting various friends.
Oh.
He is now dating a girl in Tampa, and I have to run into him multiple times as I go about my day. That sucks. I don't follow him on social media, and as a dumper, I was able to move on and begin dating relatively quickly. Like you always say, I knew about the breakup a month before he did.
Mm.
Yeah. While I'm seeing a few people and I don't flaunt those relationships on social media, as I still have a lot of his friends who follow me, and it didn't feel it would be appropriate. He continues to show up at places that I frequent in town. I'll post on an IG story at a bar, a restaurant, or even my gym, and then he will show up there and I will run into him with his new girlfriend.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't mind that he's dating and I wish them the best, but it just seems like he's trying to purposely run into me and invade my life here in Tampa. I'm trying to start over and build my career, but it's very irritating to be out with new friends or on a date and see my ex engaging in quite obvious PDA with this girl. This is like scary, but also like it's like a rom-com thing where he's like making out in the corner of Whole Foods.
Like, I know.
How did you end up here?
In real life, it's gross, but like if we were in a movie and it was like Paul Rudd, you'd be like, okay, yeah. Paul Rudd's just, he's in love.
Oh, Rudzy.
It's been Paul Rudd with like some dumb 20-year-old and it's like following Rachel McAdams around. Yeah,
looking over her shoulder as he grabs her ass to make sure McAdams sees.
That would just be hilarious.
So funny.
Yeah,
I've had to explain to a date or a friend why I'm suddenly uncomfortable or would like to switch locations. Should I confront him about this or continue to ignore him until he stops? Also looking for a celeb lookalike. What do you think about this? How should she approach?
I think you need to confront him about it, and if he's still doing it, I mean, you need to be like, this is like, that sounds crazy to me. That's like, for me, that's like, if this gets any worse, I want a restraining order. Like,
yeah,
that's
you're
nuts.
This is, again, another email where we're moving from from J Train's funhouse to we have a real issue here. We're on the precipice. And that's like, especially because we have so many women that write in, it's like we're right on the edge of like a lot of these things can like be laughed at and rom-commable.
Yeah. Right.
But at the end of the day, you're like, yeah, you're getting close to restraining order day.
Yes.
You know, like it's coming. And there's steps towards that. Like I'm with you. I think the first step is a message.
Yes.
Okay. You send this guy a message and you have to strike him at the heart. You have to be serious, unemotional, because I think when, you know, this isn't fair, but when women get emotional, then emotion gets comes back with emotion.
Right.
Fuck you comes back with no, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, stop, doesn't come back with, and go fuck, unless you're dealing with a crazy person.
Right.
They'll match your energy. So I think a message where you're like, you have to be like a surgeon.
Yes.
Hey, I keep seeing you places. It's really making me uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to have a good life. I want me to have a good life. But right now, I need to unsubscribe from you and a lot of your friends on social media because it's starting to get a little weird that I keep running into you. And I don't want to be that person that assumes things.
Yes.
So now you're like, you're not only you letting him off the hook where you're like, I don't think you're stalking me.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, I'm noticing.
Well, and my other thing, this isn't me saying like you're asking for it, by the way. This is just me saying like another way you can try to prevent this from happening. You need to block him. Like if he's able to check your Instagram. Yeah.
And so many people are too polite with Instagram.
Yeah.
People are like, and I'm with you. The message comes first, letting him know this block is coming.
Yes.
Because then it's not like the message from him being like, oh, you had to block me. No, no, no. You're letting him know. I'm letting you know without emotion. Hey, I'm going to be taking these steps to live a better life. I don't mind seeing you out, but right now it's so coincidental that I'm seeing you. I don't want to place blame where maybe it shouldn't be. It would make me feel more comfortable having blocked you and friends of yours from my social media. And honestly, it's not because I hate you, but there's no need for us to continue this.
Right.
We both need to move on.
Yeah, and even say, like, you're dating someone else. I know you're moving on. But, like, yeah, even maybe, like, put it that way. And then if you continue to see him, that's
when it's time.
That's a serious
authorities
issue.
Authorities and telling friends and family and getting them involved. But I do think the thing about blocking on Instagram and all this stuff, people get so fucking, it's such a weird, passive, unsaid thing, and everyone invents in their own head how much the unfollow means or how much the follow means or how much the story watching means. Honestly, when I unfollow people, I forget them as quickly as I unfollow them.
Yeah.
And that's, and it's almost crazy. I talked about this in the past episode, just like how amazing it is, the unfollow. Like, it's like you, like, it's almost as if whenever you unfollow someone, it's like you're holding a balloon and you just let it go fly away.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, and you see it drift off and you're like, goodbye. And then all of a sudden it's gone in the sky and you forgot about the balloon as quickly as it disappeared.
And blocking is self-preservation.
Yes.
Like, it really is. It's not a fuck you. It's not a, what I mean, but the fact that he's checking your Instagram and showing up to where you are, it's possible.
Scary.
Yeah, it's possible that he doesn't even realize what he's doing, and maybe he really believes he's just like, well, I did want to go visit so and so in Tampa. That sounds nuts to me, though. Like,
yeah. It's a lot.
That's not a stable
Tampa's
person.
Such a random place. This isn't New York City.
Yeah.
Like, I got to go to Tampa to meet all those women. Like, what?
Right. And hopefully you've made it clear to him that, like, you are out of love with him. It is not a distance issue for you. For him, maybe it is. Like, oh, you live too far away. It's not going to work out. But you would not be with him even if you lived near him, it sounds like.
That's the truth. And then maybe that's what he's, like, aspiring towards. Where he's like, well, the distance, look it, I can do the distance here with Tampa, girl.
Yep.
I could do it with you. And it's like, now, brown cow.
Yep.
That is not what I mean. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Taylor Tomlinson. At Taylor Tomlinson. Go follow. Go support. Hilarious. Desperately needs some action. I need some advice on a current situation. I've been talking to a guy for a few months that I match with on an app. When we first matched, he made it clear he was looking for a friends with benefits situation, and I agreed that I am interested in the same thing. We spent a while just Snapchatting and texting to get to know each other, and that whole time he was constantly begging for us to actually hang out, and I held off saying I wanted to get to know him a little more before inviting a stranger into my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, go get drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Go meet in a public place.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to go Snapchat to apartment.
Right.
Like, that's I understand what she's saying. Like, this guy wants to hang out because obviously he thinks, like, the male ego makes us believe, like, if I just get in front of him.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, like, it's kind of like,
put me in, coach.
Put me in. I'll show you what I can
do.
Yeah. Finally, I invited him over and we hooked up and it was great. After this, though, his texts and Snapchats were all pretty much just him wanting to sext. And he never tried to initiate hanging out again. I'm down for the sexting and fun, but I definitely need more action than that to enjoy the situation. Anytime I bring this up, he agrees completely and says something like, okay, we can hang out tomorrow. But then the next day comes and he doesn't say anything about it. I feel like I keep bringing it up, coming off desperate. How do I get him to want to come over and hook up without seeming like a desperate, clingy girl who caught feelings? P.S. I attach pictures. I would love to hear everyone wants to look like. The last person, I can't do the look like Shelby, but I can send him to him. Whatever. So here's a picture of her. She's very cute and seems fun. She's on a dock. Do you have any celebrities? This is a real fail considering how good Shelby is.
I don't know. I wasn't anticipating needing to come. I'm really bad about that.
I'm bad with movies too.
Oh, like, are you?
This is her on the right, I think.
Oh, okay.
What do you think about her situation?
I don't know. So he suggested coming over. And she initially was like, I don't know you well enough. And now
all he wants is, like, to sext.
And okay.
Then, so I know what's going on here. And
you do?
I think it's...
Is it because he got rejected the first time, so now she does have to, like, make a firm plan?
No. I've been thinking about this a lot with women where... And I think women do this a lot. They need all of their relationships labeled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just defined.
Right.
Where it's like, if you ask a girl, like, who are your friends? They would go, well, this one's my best friend. This one's my friend that I love. And she's like moving up the ranks. And then that's my friend that I see. We went to high school with it, but I hate her, but I love her.
Yeah.
And it's like they have this like mini bio.
Yeah, this hierarchy.
For this, for all their friends. And then you get to their, and this is my boy. And, they want the same things from their relationships with men or whatever their significant other is. That they want, that they have with their friends. And she's the short one, and we call her Shorty. And that's, and she, and what I've noticed is like, this guy went on an app, said, I want friends with benefits, but he's not being much of a friend. He just wants the benefits, everything on his time.
Right.
So when he was first messaging, hey, let's meet up, let's meet up, let's meet up, he's just trying to get off.
Right.
Then that was on his time. Now, there, then he finally gets that. And now they're in this Snapchat sexting world. And he's like, yeah, I'll get to you when I get to you. I know that you are in. Now he's still looking for, you know, he just wants new.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
And he wants to keep her cold in the fridge.
Oh.
And I know it's a horrible way to bring it, but I'm trying to make this hit
home. Yeah.
And he wants to go, you're in the fridge. I'll get to you when I get to you. I hope you don't run out of, you know, go bad on me.
Yeah, I think what... If that's the case, which it probably is, I'm not a casual dater, so I don't know. I don't have any personal experience with any of this. But
have you been in a friends with benefits situation?
No, I'm a serial monogamist.
You're like, I'm in.
Yeah. This. I'm all in or dead to me. Like, well, I don't have a lot of free time.
But I think like when you say that, you're like, that's me.
That's me. Yeah.
That's how I.
But
am.
If I were single again, I may be open to that because I'm so busy and I'm gone so much. But I've consistently been in relationships for like the last 6 years, like pretty much back to back. But if I were in that position and he was kind of going like, I don't necessarily need to come over or whatever. He's like fine with that. So then stop sexting him.
Yeah, I think you have to take away what he's getting out of it.
Yeah, and then if he, you know, goes away, you can find a friend with benefits on dating apps so easily.
And here's the other thing. The way you set this up is how it will be, you know, you have to set yourself up for success.
Right.
You can't not go out with, you can't just go straight to the apartment and then think that this guy is going to be a fun friends with benefits guy.
Right.
Fun friends with benefits guy is the one that is the situation. You have to understand, you don't want just friends with benefits with anybody. You want a friends with benefits who will be a friend.
With a friend.
Yeah. So like this person is not the person. Go back into the well. You're going to have to find someone who will do it the way you want. And next time, it's okay to want a date from someone that you end up being friends with benefits with. Yeah. Don't decide on casual before you get to casual. This is what, and I think this is what a lot of women are like. I'm on the app to just, I gotta fuck around. It's like, yeah, but men do this better, where they go, I don't know what I'm looking for.
Yeah, and they're okay living in that space.
In that space, and you have to be a little bit more okay before you can ask for that stuff, and ask for that as you go through it. Like you can be like, hey, what are you doing? I'd love to get drinks. Okay, let's do drinks. Then you get them, and you go, oh, wow, this is, you know, we had a great time, and maybe you hook up, maybe you don't. And then you go, hey, let's get drinks again, or come to my apartment. Then you go, and then from there you can go, well, I only go out for drinks with people that, I only go to apartments I've gone out with.
Yeah. You know? And do you even, like, honestly, ask yourself, do you even really want to hook up with this guy because he's so great? Or are you just feeling like he's rejecting me, so I got to figure this out?
He's there.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Taylor Tomlinson, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
You're fantastic. At Taylor Tomlinson on Instagram. Go follow. If you're in the Portland area, I know you're out there. November 10th, the Aladdin Theater. I think I'm there too.
Are you?
In December with a live You Up.
Where at? Helium?
I think in Aladdin.
Oh yeah, nice. Oh, you are. I saw you on the calendar.
Am I on there?
I don't know if it's December, but I know that I saw
you. I think it's December. So, Portland people, go get a taste of Taylor at Taylor Tomlinson.
Don't put it like that.
I'm sorry. Her comedy. I mean, She's fantastic and hilarious, and she's taping a Netflix special. Be a part of the moment. That's a fantastic moment. Congratulations. So
Thank
happy
you.
For you. All of you go follow Taylor at Taylor Thomason. I'm Jared Freed. Tuesdays and Fridays. We got LA Week still going strong. We'll be back next episode. Boom.